When a patient with relapsed AML is treated with a FLT3 inhibitor, for example, gilteritinib, what do you typically see in terms of the timing of response, and what types of tolerability problems do you run into?
Response tends to be very quick within the first cycle, so there are generally rapid responses. Gilteritinib is very well tolerated. There is some enzyme evaluation in some patients that typically disappears when you hold the drug. Quizartinib, when initially was developed at a high dose of 200 milligram a day, had the concern of QT prolongation. It was a significant proportion of patients who would have QT prolongation. With subsequent studies using lower doses, you maintain the same response, so you're not losing the efficacy, and the QT prolongation becomes trivial, less than 2 or 3%. So in the randomized study that I just mentioned, that we expect that is going to lead to the approval, the QTC prolongation was not a major issue, but that was because they used much lower doses. Midostaurin, as I mentioned, GI toxicity, and quizartinib, when we were giving it as a suspension, did have some taste issues and problems.
Where are we right now with trials of these other FLT3 inhibitors in the upfront setting combined with chemotherapy?
They are being conducted, some of them in Europe, and there's a quizartinib upfront trial, and as I mentioned, there's a crenolinib upfront trial. Some people may say that multi-kinase inhibitors such as midostaurin may be better in the upfront setting rather than the very potent specific FLT3 inhibitors like quizartinib. I think we'll have to wait to see the results of these trials before we can actually see which of these ideas are true.
What about the spectrum of activity of these agents based on the type of FLT3 mutation?
That's a very good question. Sorafenib and quizartinib are very specific towards FLT3 ITD and don't have a lot of activity against TKD. And now the majority of FLT3 mutations, 25% of patients who have FLT3 mutation, it's FLT3 ITD, whereas TKD only occurs in 7% of AML, so much less of a frequency. Gilteritinib does have dual activity, less so when TKD is the sole mutation, but there is significant activity when you have both TKD and ITD. Another issue is that some patients who receive sorafenib and quizartinib develop TKD as a mechanism of resistance. So gilteritinib could be a good drug for that situation. Midostaurin is also active against both ITD and TKD.